I'll tell you one thing, I've always said breakfast, dinner, and supper. What do you say? You say breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, I'd probably say that. Breakfast,
What were you raised to say?
Well, my father would still say the same thing you say. But I would probably say breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Well, do you know the reason they changed that? See, we used to, we cooked three meals every day. Three good big meals every day. And we had a big family and lots of boarders and lots of people that worked, boarded. I mean, they stayed here. We fed them and paid them for what they did and had lots of company. So we did lots of cooking. And it was breakfast, dinner, and supper. And now, you might call what I do lunch, because I don't. I just eat some, maybe just some little something.
Yeah.
I don't cook anything for dinner. But I still call it breakfast, dinner, and lunch, and supper. I don't go back on my raising, I guess.
Yeah. You mentioned that you had a hog house. Was there any fenced in place?
Oh, they were fenced in a certain place by themselves.
They were fenced in.
It was over there. We called it the hog lot.
Uh-huh.
And they had their houses. And they were all in there together.
You mentioned, you know, there are different names for hogs depending on how old they are and so forth.
Well, now, my daddy raised Poland Chinas.
My daddy.
You know, they black with white, some white.
Yeah. When they're
first born, you call them?
Pigs.
Okay. And then when they get older, they're called?
Sows or boars, one or the other. But if you castrate them, they're just hogs.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, the place, let's see, do you know anything about raising cotton?
Papa planted 1 acre of cotton, expected us kids to hoe it and pick it. And we didn't want to do it. We did it, but we didn't want to. And we worried him about that cotton. He never did raise no more. He didn't raise cotton for us kids to pick. Now, he did have cotton for the renters. The runner, I mean they raised this cotton. We didn't want to do it, and we quarreled about having to hoe cotton and pick cotton. We didn't mind working in the garden, but we didn't want that cotton business.
What'd you call that grass in the cotton field that you didn't want?
Well, I knew.